Chevy's 2025 Corvette can, you know, hit 60 miles an hour in under 3 seconds. But right now, you actually can't legally drive a new one off the lot at any speed.
Yeah, 0 miles an hour.
Right. And why? A blinking light. So welcome to today's highly focused deep dive, where we're dissecting a pretty brief, but well, incredibly impactful automotive bulletin. Okay, let's unpack this. We are looking at an official safety recall and a stop sale notice affecting certain 2025 and 2026 Chevrolet Corvettes.
Yeah, and a stop sale mandate from NHTSA. I mean, it isn't just a strong suggestion, it's a hard wall.
Right, it completely halts everything.
Exactly. It instantly bricks the dealership's ability to legally transfer the vehicle's title. Like, no matter how much cash a buyer is waving around or how willing they are to just look past a defect, the dealer literally can't hand over the keys.
And I mean, when you hear Corvette and stop sale in the same breath, your mind immediately goes to, I don't know, a catastrophic engine failure.
Oh, yeah, or a dual clutch transmission just blowing up on the highway.
Exactly. But that is the wild part of this bulletin. We're moving from this severe industry halting label down to an absurdly specific everyday component, which is the rear turn signal.
Yeah, literally just the blinker.
Right. It's like watching an Olympic sprinter get benched right before the 100-meter dash because a single shoelace snapped.
That is a perfect way to put it.
You know, you've got this highly anticipated machine, and it's being grounded by a basic indicator.
It is a fitting analogy, but let's dig into the actual mechanics of that broken shoelace, right? Because on a modern Corvette, we aren't just talking about a burnt-out incandescent bulb from 1995.
Right, it's all LEDs and computers now.
Exactly. In contemporary vehicle architectures, the rear turn signal is managed by a body control module.
Okay.
So if there's a voltage anomaly or like a sequencing error in the LED array or even a software handshake failure.
Wait, a software handshake failure for a turn signal?
Yeah, literally. If the car can't confirm that signal is functioning correctly, it suddenly fails to meet Federal Motor Vehicle Safety Standard 108.
Wow. But I mean, I get that it's a federal safety standard, but we live in the era of over-the-air updates.
Sure.
If this is just a control module or a software issue, why issue a total stop sale? Like, why not just hand over the keys, let the buyer drive home, and then push a software patch to the car while it's sitting in their driveway tonight?
Well, what's fascinating here is the regulatory trap that automakers find themselves in.
Okay, how so?
So NHTSA's zero tolerance policy for foundational safety communication means an over-the-air patch isn't just some get-out-of-jail-free card for selling a non-compliant vehicle.
Thanks.
The stop sale legally binds the dealer at the point of transaction. If the car cannot reliably execute that LED sequence to indicate intent, it is fundamentally unsafe for public roads at the exact moment of sale.
Right, so the dealer literally cannot process the paperwork if there is an open recall on a federal safety standard.
Exactly. They are paralyzed.
So it's not just about the physical light being broken, it's about the legal chain of custody. The system physically prevents the transaction from clearing.
Spot on. The prestige of the badge, or, you know, the massive sticker price,
Yeah.
it doesn't grant an exemption from the absolute basics of regulatory compliance.
Right.
Even the most advanced, highly anticipated vehicles on the market are entirely bound by these rigid foundational standards.
So what does this all mean? I mean, it boils down to a highly targeted recall and a hard pause on sales for the 25 and 26 Corvette lineup, strictly due to these rear indicator safety concerns.
Yep, that's the reality of it.
All of that incredible power and engineering just sitting on a lot waiting for a compliance issue to get sorted out.
It really forces automakers to remember that, you know, you can push the envelope on aerodynamics and powertrain tech all you want, but you still have to nail the fundamentals.
You really do. Which leaves you, the listener, with a pretty wild contrast to think about. In an era where modern cars are essentially rolling supercomputers, packed with advanced sensors and millions of lines of code, how often do we take for granted that the rollout of flagship high-dollar vehicles still hinges entirely on the flawless execution of century-old basic technology like a blinking light?